Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Well, today, of course, marks the 40th anniversary of the Stardust Fire when 48 people died in the Dublin nightclub. Following the death of her parents, Maureen and Frances Lawler, in that disaster in 1981, my next guest, Lisa Lawler, became known as the Stardust Baby, which is, of course, the title of her new book. And she joins me this morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Miriam.
Listen, how are you doing? Everyone's talking about it. It's the headline of the news. It's the 40th anniversary of the fire. How are you feeling this morning?
Well, obviously, I'm feeling very sad. Yesterday, I get this sense of dread. I think it's because it's coming to the night of what happened. Today, I feel I'm very sad. I'm brokenhearted. It's unfortunate it happened on Valentine's Day because it's a real day for love and everybody, you know. But I feel very overwhelmed today, I have to say.
The nice thing is, Lisa, reading your great book, I mean, you grew up hearing many, many stories that left you in no doubt about how much your parents loved you.
Oh, there was no doubt. I mean, they absolutely adored me. And I think that's the thing that sits with me, how much they loved me. And then I wonder, when they were dying, like when this horrible tragedy was going on, what were they thinking? I know if it was me, I'd be saying the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the first thing. But when they were dying, like, what were they saying to themselves? You know, it was so bittersweet, I have to say. But yeah, today I'm very overwhelmed, I have to say.
And Lisa, you've a really lovely way of describing how you still talk with your parents.
Yeah, I do, would you believe? Like every morning I wake up, I don't know whether it's like from them, you know, that I'm a very spiritual person, but I need to say my prayers every morning. And I speak to them and I wake up, I say, bring me through the day. And, you know, before I go to bed then. And I do that, my grandmother taught me that. And now I do it with my children. They just say the prayers and, you know, say, where's Nan and where's Grandad and tell us about them. So kind of I keep them alive in the house, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And of course your dad, he was only 25, your mum was 23. You describe, Lisa, the effect of the Stardust Fire like as a grenade being thrown into your parents' two families. Explain that to me.
It's very sad when anybody dies, but when a couple die that have a young baby, 17 months old, as I say, it was like a hand grenade thrown into two families. It was horrific because I was left there and I knew kind of nothing of this, but like the two of them are going to be saying, we'll take Lisa, we'll take Lisa. Like there was no sickness before the Stardust. It just happened like that. So, you know, and then it was like throwing a hand grenade because the devastation around this tragedy was absolutely shocking on both sides of my family. Mm-hmm. And I was in the middle, just a little baby, and I hadn't got a clue what was going on. But, you know.
Did it help at all, Lisa, when you decided to put pen to paper? I mean, what was that like and why did you decide to do that? And has that helped you at all, Lisa?
Yeah, well, I decided I was going to write the book 10 years ago. And would you believe, I have a great sixth sense. I think it's kind of my mother and my father. And it wasn't my time to write the book 10 years ago. So I decided last January that I was going to put pen to paper. Little did I know, COVID had come. And you see, normally, Miriam, I run away from problems and I especially run away from the Stardust because I don't like it. Mm-hmm. But I had nowhere to run. I just had to run and pour the pain out onto the book, into the pages, and that's what I did.
It's really powerful. I'm thinking also, Lisa, you're a wonderful mother to three children yourself now. Even on a day like today, how much do they know about the Stardust and how hard is it for you to talk about it, tell them about it? Did you try to protect them from it? What did you do about that?
Yeah, well, I'm always very honest with my children. And I've always been, even from Craig is nearly 19 now, I've always told him, you know, my mum and dad died in the Stardust, a big fire. And the two little ones, Frankie does be like, we go out to Nanny and Grandad. And Craig used to ask me, where are they? You know, why are they not coming up? I used to ask that as well. It's very confusing for children. But they're great, and I've always told them that there was big fire and they died, and, you know, Frankie would be more understanding, but Lennon today, like, it's sad because it turned into their nightmare too, because they've no grandparents now. So it's very hard, you know, when you're dealing with little children, like.
Yeah. And I'm thinking as well of today, you know, even on primetime on Thursday night, we were talking about the Keegans. I mean, so many families, so many survivors of the Stardust, like 40 years on, it's almost as raw as ever, isn't it, Lisa?
Yeah, most definitely is. You see, because when you don't get closure, Miriam, you can't close that part of the story. You know, I need closure. I'm not even sure if that's my mother. So I need closure here. I need the new inquest to come up. I need closure. We all do. This is what we're all coming together. We're all fighting for the same thing. I need to know. People say to me, why do you want to know? I need to know that's my mother. I need to know if it's her. They're not buried together and they should be. And that's the sad part about it.
That is really sad. I mean, the thing is that some people, a lot of people actually get comfort from going to the graves of the loved ones they've lost. I mean, do you go to the grave? Do you go to the grave?
Yeah, I do, actually. I do go out, I'd say, once every 2 weeks, and I try. But would you believe when I stand there, I can't tell you the feeling. It's like she's saying, it might be me, it might be me. She's telling me something. As crazy as I sound, yeah. I swear to God, I sound mental. But she's saying, Lisa, it's like she kind of won't let me rest until I find out. And that's what makes me worse every day, like today. As I said, I always pray to them, wherever they are, I hope they're happy and I hope they're rested. But I know for a fact they're not resting. I just know it. I have to know.
Now, we all know the inquest is going to happen, hopefully sooner rather than later this year. Is that important to you and to the others, Lisa? How important is it?
Oh, God, this is very, very important. Because, you see, us as who've lost family members, and, you know, we need to know what happened and how it happened. And, you see, once we know that, it's like you can close the book then. As I said, you know, Miriam, you need to be able to close. I need to be able to close this book. I've no identity through Stardust. I want to be able to close it and be known as Lisa Lawler instead of Lisa Stardust. It's like my second name, you know, and I need to be able to do that. And until this inquest happens, I can't close the book.
And I know today there are different things happening, but mainly there's going to be a candle lit vigil online for all of you. Finally, Lisa, do you think and hope one day you will be able to put this to rest, that something good will come of the inquest?
Yeah, I do. And also, I don't know where I'd be without Sadie Grace. She's a brilliant person. And like, I text her and I ring her and she just brings me down. You know, she calms me down. And she says, Lisa, you're going to be okay. National Family Support Network, you're going to be fine. You know, everything is going to be okay. And this morning, again, Sadie, I woke up to a beautiful text. And it just goes to show you, Miriam, the caring out there. But yeah, it's a very, very tough day for us all. Very tough.
And Lisa, everyone is thinking of you all today, and also the memory of your mum and dad, Maureen and Frances. Thanks, Lisa, for taking the time.
Thank you, Miriam. No. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank Mind you. Yourself.
Bye. Thank you.
Take care.